You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Lydia, and I am here with...
My name is John.
And today we're going to be doing long songs. So just, we only have a couple for you today, but just enjoy. This is I Want You, She's So Heavy by The Beatles. And up next we have Euro Trash Girl by Cracker. But stay tuned and enjoy the show.
And then
I can still remember.
Try.
tattoo in Berlin and a case of the crabs, a rose and a dagger on the palm of my hand, and I'll search the world over.
Euro Trash Girl by Cracker. I love that one. My dad sent it when I asked him for suggestions for this week, and I never heard it before, but like, it's really good. It's a good 8 minutes, I think.
Feels more like four.
It does. But like, when the guitar comes in, I love it in like long songs when the guitar comes in, because it always does, or usually.
Absolutely.
And like, there's just that moment. And the
just
vibe.
The idea of calling someone a Eurotrash girl is really appealing to me. I think that's hilarious. Calling someone Eurotrash, like, awesome.
It's incredible. And that the whole song is just that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Amazing idea. So up next we have...
We're going to be hearing Starless by King Crimson. Fans of the band are definitely familiar with this one. I know some consider it their magnum opus as far as individual songs go. But this one's very special. A lot of distinct beat switches here. A lot of builds. Very fun time.
Yes, it's a good 12 minutes and 25 seconds. Pretty long, but it's worth it.
And there's no fluff in those 12 minutes.
No fluff. Pure musical genius.
Yeah.
Yes, so enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so it's important to be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. Thank you.
Thank you. You just heard Starless by King Crimson.
What a song.
What a song.
If you played me the beginning of that and then the end, just skip right to the end, I'd be like, okay, so what three songs did you skip through?
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, it's a journey, right?
It really is.
And, like, and we were looking at this before the show that, like, when do the words stop and it's just instrumental? And it's, like, 3 minutes into the song. Yeah, we're
looking through the lyrics on Spotify. I'm like, Lydia was like, wait, is there just 8 minutes of instrumental for this song? I'm like, no, there's no way.
He
definitely says some words towards the end, and I realized he doesn't at all. But, you know, it feels like it.
But it feels like it, like, because, like, it's the emotion. You feel like...
Exactly. And they call back to a little bit. I don't know if you noticed when that final beat switch, when all the horns and crazy stuff starts happening. The melody there is the same as, like, that slow, soft melody was singing at the beginning, but, like, now it's all crazy.
Wow. Because, like, even, like, if subconsciously you notice it, and, like, you feel, connection to the song. Wow. This is really good.
Wonderful stuff.
Thank you for introducing me to that one.
Oh, of course.
And then up next we have Future Games by Fleetwood Mac, which is 8 minutes, but...
Again, eight fantastic
minutes. Eight fantastic minutes.
Really should be 10.
Of course. But, yeah, just enjoy.
Thank you.
again, you just heard Future Games by Fleetwood Mac. And up next, we have Kissing the Beehive by Wolf Parade. This one my dad suggested also, but it's great. 11 minutes of just really good. Wolf Parade also has some other longer songs, like California Dreamer and Fine Young Cannibals, all on this same At Mount Zoomer album, which you should check out if you like this next one. This is Kissing the Beehive by Wolf Parade.
Oh,
that was Kissing the Beehive by Wolf Parade.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that one. If you notice that little fake out where you thought the song was over and the instrumental kept going, first of all, always love that.
Mm-hmm.
It always gets me every single time. And like, I don't even care if it's ever overused. Like, I'll fall for it every time. It's
because
awesome.
It just makes it so much more powerful. Like,
it really does.
Like, wow, it was so good. You got me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really fell for it.
Mm-hmm. And then you were saying after that, after the fake out.
After the fake out, it was pretty awesome. So maybe some former band kids here might recognize this. But they shifted into a different time signature. I was like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. You know, the first maybe two thirds of the song was just like four on the floor straight. But then they start doing this, I don't know whether you would call it 9-4 or like a bar four and a bar five, but it was like the 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4-5, one. And then, I don't know, and it sounds so uncomfy if you're just like, if you're composing like that. But they make it groove so well, which I always think is so impressive when musicians do stuff like that in those odd times that intuitively don't make a lot of sense.
Because when you're looking at the music, it's hard to learn the music too, like in count and like play. But like listening to it, your brain just kind of... it works. I don't know how to describe it.
No, yeah, we were saying that about that song Money by Pink Floyd, how they make it groove so well, and it's in 7/8, which is feels just so awkward, but they're a real testament to their bass system.
Yeah. Yes, and like how it works even better when it's a weird time signature, because when you can make it work, it is groovy for a reason.
Exactly. I saw some video, some guy, like, him and his band, maybe, they covered that song, but they tried to make it, like, straight, like, four on the floor, everything, and it sounded so off. I'm like, wait, this sounds so strange. Wrong. I don't like it. Something's wrong. Like, it sounds like too, like, a cookie cutter.
Yeah, because the point of, it's interesting because it's in a weird time signature.
Yeah, and I like when it feels intentional. Like with the Wolf Parade song, it felt intentional. Like it was the groove was still there, but it was new from the first like two thirds the groove they had going. Big fan of that.
But yeah, more on long songs. We were like, this one's hard, especially because we have so few to pick. You know, we only have six songs today, but we have a really long playlist. How long is it actually?
50 songs, I think.
6 hours and 46 minutes. 52 songs. Which is quite a lot.
I would have to agree with that.
But some songs that didn't make it. In Your Room by Ariel, I played this a few weeks ago. It's so good. Listen to it if you can. That's another one.
We were initially thinking of starting with Baba O'Reilly by The Who, classic. What my uncle says, the greatest rock and roll song ever written. you know, a jury's still pending on that one.
It's up there.
It's definitely up there. And we didn't end up putting it in there because... it actually wasn't that long. It's only like 5 minutes long, which I would have guessed it was like 8 minutes maybe. But I think it's just because the intro drags out for so long and you're like on the edge of your seat the whole time waiting for the drum to come in. And
exactly. Like, I feel like that whole song, like
you're in the fields.
Exactly. The whole song, you're thinking about how you're listening to it. You know, like it's never in the back of my mind when I listen to it. It's always yes, I'm listening to Paul O'Reilly. Like, I don't like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, because sometimes if a song's really long, it's like something's going to be droning in the background. Like, they just did verse, chorus a bunch of times.
Exactly.
And, like, it's just something that you're like, oh, this song's been playing for a while. Like, how long is this? But some songs are sort of the vice versa, or the opposite of that.
Yeah,
where, like,
exactly.
It's not as short, but, like, so much is going on, you're like, oh, wait, this song's only 5 minutes long? Like, I feel like I've been conscious of the time span.
Yeah.
Supposedly haven't.
But, yeah, let's... get back, and we have one more song. We'll have time for it. It's Posing for Cars by Japanese Breakfast, and I saw this live, and the guitar is inspired by Wilco, one of my favorite bands, and what this radio show is named after. So just enjoy this one. Posing for Cars by Japanese Breakfast. My name is Lydia. You're listening to Radio Cures on 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. Have a great night.
Woke from a